This is Walk with God session one, basically about straying from God's true purpose, true meaning, his lessons, his life stories, etc. I'm going to start with the Bible verse. It's going to be Jeremiah 6:16. This is what Jehovah said. Stand still in the way, you people, and see and ask for the road ways of long ago, where now the good way it is, and walk in it, and find ease for your souls. But they kept saying, we are not going to walk. Once again, that was Jeremiah 6:16. Now, my take on that is that we were given a set list, which is the Ten Commandments, but I'll get to the further of my statement, but we were given a set of principles, morals, values to take into this life given by the big man upstairs, and even a whole book filled with lessons, life stories, teachings to help guide us through life. Not to use a Mean Girls metaphor, but it's the burn book that gets no love. And what I mean by that is that we have a physical book that we call the Bible here to this day that withstood the test of time, written by real people, his disciples that walked with him BCs ago. It's just very saddening to sit here after like saying that out loud, that something secular, and there's nothing wrong with secular things, it's just what it's about and what you decide to distract yourself with and pay more attention to, because whatever you decide to pay more attention to that isn't God or the Bible, you're straying yourself away from not only your true purpose, but your actual love with your father, your dad. That's what he is. And it's kind of like, it's just like, from out of all the struggles, out of all the issues that we're having right now in our lives altogether, not even right now, but in general, like, since we've been sentient human beings, we've always looked for the deeper things, when it comes to the purpose of life and everything like that. And it's like, we have that already. He's given us this playbook to go by. Even when it comes down to the simplest form of the Ten Commandments, if you don't even read the Bible, we still have that. And so for something as simple for the Ten Commandments to get conscrewed and lost in translation throughout all these years, it's very disheartening. But at the same time, just like the Lord would have is hope that some way, somehow, throughout all the smoke and mirrors, he will still be standing there saying, you know, I got you. I had your back this whole time, you know, being the best dad that he's been this whole time, you know. I mean, he literally sacrificed his life for us. So if that's not the biggest, like, I wanted to say the biggest homie because I am still young, but the biggest fatherly, unconditional love, sacrificial love. Yeah, that's the truest testament of that. And it's the oldest story of it. So for it to get washed throughout the years is very disheartening. But yeah, I will go to Sundays. I will go to Sunday service so I can rejoice. But to continue with my take, basically what I've said was that it's been lost in translation throughout centuries of man. When everyone is at their wit's end, and everyone and every once in a while when kids are curious as if it exists, the book of life is real. It's called the Bible. The book of life is real. It's called the Bible. Whenever you feel lost, whenever you feel astray, whenever you feel confused, whenever you feel disheartened, whenever you feel any emotion that isn't your regular emotion, or isn't the emotion of happiness or peace or calm or tranquility anything other than that, all you have to do is sit back, reflect, and God will give you those answers through a clear, level-headed mind. But when you're frantic and distracted by your issues at hand, you're not going to be able to solve those issues on your own. You already can't do it on your own, so how in the world is God going to be able to help you, you know? You have to be in a state of level-headed calmness for you to be able to receive those answers you've been looking for, just to put it simply. And altogether, it's easy to get distracted by everything that's going on now in life, not only from political climate, but to social media, to music, anything secular, really. It's easy to get distracted by that. And like I said before, there's nothing wrong with indulging in secular activities if that suits your purpose or if that suits your mood for that certain period of time, but just be wary and be careful of how much time you're indulging in that. And two, most importantly, if that's something that would actually be beneficial to you in your long run. For me, I don't like paying attention to things that I feel doesn't suit my purpose, my goal. I feel like you can get inspiration from everywhere, but does that inspiration suit you for what you have going on? Most 9 times out of 10, no. So if that was me, I would literally change the channel. I would flip the script. I would do anything to avoid that, because that's only distracting you from your main purpose and straying you from God's love, which is this big, warm, cuddly blanket, and he's tucking you into bed, and you're already tucked into bed. So every time you want to go on social media to distract yourself from your problems, your worries with things or videos that aren't even going to last like a decade from now, it's going to be in a vault, a time vault, where nobody remembers, but we will still have the Bible. So all I'm saying is, like, just do what's best for you and what you innately feel that is, and put everything else behind, because there's no reason to keep that in your life at the moment or at all. But I'm going to say that to say there's more to life than temporary desires and possessions. Please put your soul to rest. And when I mean put your soul to rest, I don't mean die. I simply mean get out the driver's seat and let God show you what this life means, the meaning behind it. Let him show you that you can still have fun while following his way. His way is the most fun because it's safe, it's secure, it's comforting. It's everything that everyone looks for their whole life trying to find. Little do they know, all they had to do was turn to their Bible, turn to Sunday service, turn to other congregation members, turn to the pastor, turn to the deacon. My church calls it Good Samaritans. Like, just put yourself in the environment to where you'll be able to let those walls down and be able to wash away all the things that you thought made you into who you are based off of what you saw, based off of social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And even the music these days, like, just wash that away. Go to a place where it is a place of worship and see how that makes you feel. I can tell you, it's a lot more different than listening to trap music all day. Like, there's nothing wrong with listening to trap music. Just don't make that your whole personality. That's all I'm saying. Once again, this is Walk with God, Session 1. Today's topic was... man... Today's topic is basically finding your true purpose, finding your goals, finding yourself, and doing that with love, with grace, and most importantly, with the help of God's hand. God's hand being comfort, security, unconditional love, and most importantly, have him in the driver's seat for once. And I'm gonna say this in a more simpler, specific way, so this could be not easily lost in translation. So these are my three cardinal rules. When you are lost, take a breath and step back, reflect. Number two, learn from others who are about God. You know, there's more to life than just a person who believes in God. Yes, the person believes in God, but they're still a person with a personality, interests, traits, hobbies, all of that. So it may be corny for me to say surround yourself with people of God, but at the same time, it's just people who are on a different timing than what 99.9% of this population is on. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just they're searching for something deeper than just the surface level. And at some point in time, I feel like everyone should evolve from wanting to stay on the surface level, because it gets boring. You know, like, why surround yourself around people who don't care about you? Be interested in things that you're only going to be interested in for that time being. Why not find something deeper, especially the older you get? So that's my reason for saying that. And three, when God gives you lemons, it is up to you to make lemonade. When God gives you lemons, it is up to you to make lemonade. Yes, he will snatch that lemonade or the lemons that he gave you in the beginning to make your lemonade. He will snatch that away from you if he's already in the driver's seat, he's guiding you, he's telling you what you need to do, but you're not putting forth action. Now, that's something God loves doing. If you're not going to put in action, he will rip everything from you and he will turn your world upside down to where you would have, and I mean have, to take action. Learn it from me first, because I've gone through it. I know what it's like. I'm trying not to get teary-eyed thinking about it, but it's like when that happens, people think, oh, my life is over, it's getting ruined, yada yada. No, it's just your dad, which is God, telling you, hey, maybe what you're going through right now, what you're trying to go after, pursue, what you're trying to make into your life, or a part of your life, isn't for you right now, or isn't for you at all. And it's based off how you take it, because there's two ways of taking it, and that's something that I love about God. He gives you choices. Even if you decide not to follow him, he still love you. But choosing to take the harder way out because you don't want to turn to him when he takes your lemons from you, that is on you. He gives you every opportunity in the world to stay safe, to stay comforted, to stay secure. Anything other than that is on you, love. But the greatest part about it is that no matter what you decide, he still loves you. He probably beats himself in the head a little bit, like, dang, why? But at the same time, it's like he can't say why, because he already knew what was going to happen. Your story is already written for you. Most people don't realize that your story is already written for you. He knows what happens in your story. He knows what you're going to choose already. So it's like he can't be surprised by it. That's something that you can't do, surprise God with something. But he surprises us all the time. And when you are at your lowest low and God takes those lemons from you, if I were anyone in that situation, given I've been through it before, I would just take my lemons gracefully and I would happily turn those lemons into lemonada, okay? Because why continue to hurt yourself so much more if he's right there handing you the gifts that you need in order to be successful? Not only successful within yourself, but successful in your community, your society as a whole. Basically, once he does give you those summons and you turn into lemonade, learn his way. And when I say learn his way, I mean like learn his way of being. Take it from God how to be the most, I'm not going to say perfect because I don't believe in the word perfect, but God is perfect. He made us in his image, which means we are perfect, even in our flaws. When I say learn his way, I mean it as in, like, take it from someone how to be a human being, because he was a human being. Learn how to be the best human being you can be, not only to yourself, but to others. Learn how to be kind. Learn how to take grace from other people, or not take grace, but learn how to show grace to other people. Wow, I just can't believe I did this whole session. This is my first podcast episode, and man, sorry, I'm just proud of myself. Oh wow. Anyways, learn his way, resolve your issues, so he can help you create new habits within. Resolve your issues, turn those lemons into lemonade, and resolve your issues so he can help you create a life that you would want to have and say is worth living. May the Lord be with us all, and I hope you enjoyed this first session of Walk with God. I hope you guys have a nice day wherever this is finding you, day, night, afternoon, and peace and namaste.